So it's Tuesday afternoon and we've just had a staff development session where we've tried lots of different teaching and learning things. So, Mary, you were going to ask a question.
Apart from the one on collective memory, Emma, whereabouts have you been and what other things have you seen?
We have just been to English where they were talking about helping the kids to work more independently and more in groups. So they'll give, for example, they're working in groups of their own, they form their own groups and those groups stay for the whole of the half term. And then each lesson, they're given a task to work on. So they're given an extract or a quote, and they've got to answer certain questions about that quote and do it together as a group. And it's all points-based, so they start with so many points, and they're working. So it's very much pupil-led rather than teacher-led. And they're learning it for themselves as a group, teaching each other.
And the teacher was saying about how, at the beginning of the lesson, each group got 2 points anyway, automatically. Yeah. And if they asked a question of the teacher, they lost a point. So the onus was on the children to use them, the group, as a resource.
And then they could gain extra points for if all of them worked really, really hard for the whole hour, or if they made a really particularly good contribution, they'd gain extra points. And it becomes really competitive in terms of which group's going to win for that week or that half term.
But all the time, reinforcing peer-to-peer, sharing and discussing and analysing and... There was a lesson they were talking about where they had to, it was a particular book, and they had to come up with a political manifesto.
Yeah.
So each group had to come up with their own political manifesto, and they all had to contribute into that.
So what they said was that in that case, they would have had a lesson actually quite taught about political manifestos, about, you know, how they're formed and everything, and then they would go into their groups and do activities. So I'm trying to work my head around. I've tried to use it before, and it's failed. But I'm trying to get my head around how we could use it, particularly with the lower school, to, you know, instead of sending out the funds and teaching
learners.
Them, engage them actually actively. So, you know, here's some sheets, here's some examples on the sheets, teach each other. How does that work? Why is that moved on from there to there? Go away and try some of these activities.
And then the first one we went to, there was a teacher of business studies was talking about a totally different thing altogether. It was a... Think, Pair, Share,
I don't know about you, but
yes,
I use that.
We do.
And then
Think,
what
Draw.
Was it, Read, Draw, Learn or Think, Draw, Learn?
It started with the Think, Pair, Share, where just said it was a topic and you come in the next lesson, so it's okay. So everybody think of what you already know about this topic and write it down in a small space. Then the next thing was you then paired up with a partner and you compared what the partner had written down with what you'd written down. If it was something different, then you had to write down what the differences were. And then at that point, you went into share.
Yeah, so then you'd go into bigger groups and anything that other members of that bigger group had that you didn't have, you'd write in the share section of your paper.
Now, what was different about the think and draw was you're actually given a resource. So it could be like the posters that we were looking at in maths.
Yeah.
They were all given something like that as a resource, and they had to highlight, what did you think are the key things I'm going to be looking for? What are the key things from that? Because there's just too much to remember. So
it was a text, wasn't it? So it was all about different...
Yeah.
And
they had
really
highlight things, underline, you know. And then, right now, I'm going to collect them all back in off you. And you cannot use words now. You have to draw things to try and explain the concepts, the relationships... Mm-hmm. And once you've done the drawings, then share the drawings with a partner, show them the drawings, explain. Why have you drawn mushrooms? The reason I've drawn mushrooms is to illustrate one thing or another.
That one I found quite difficult to apply to maths.
Right.
Think, pair, share I use reasonably regularly, but that one where you're drawing...
But you were saying you've done it in a geometry lesson, I think you were saying.
I did think share in
geometry.
So think about all the things you can think about 3D shapes. Give me examples. What do you know about them? You know, facts about 3D shapes. And they used it there. So think, pair, share I use quite regularly, but the drawing bit of it, the extended bit of it, I'm struggling.
Great, thank you.